We are on Daf, the Zayin Lamed Beis, by the small gimel of the Ein Mishpat, Tani Chode. We learned one Beraise, Hanok Eved Ivri La'atzmoy. A Hanok of Eved Ivri is La'atzmoy. Hanok Omo Ivriyo La'atzmo. You give them the Hanukkah. V'sanya idoch, we learned another Beraisa, Hanukkah mavriyo, mitziyoso lovio, that Hanukkah goes to her father, ve'ein l'rabo elo sechal b'teilo bilvat. Now, let us just go off on a tangent for a few minutes. Let us just go on this din. The Gemara is going to be mefalpel in the inyan of Hanoke. We have a stirah to Bereises. One Bereises says it goes to the father, one Bereises says it goes to her. But I just like to speak for a few minutes on the second halacha, which is brought down in the second Bereise. Umitziyoso lo'avio. If, while she was working, she picked up a metziah, so the metziah belongs to her father. Ve'in le'rabo, elo schar b'teilo bilvad. And the odain does not have a schiah in the metziah, but he gets schar b'teilo. That means, let us be megashim d'inyan, that, let us say that, she was supposed to be working, from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, as Omei Vriya, and she became aware of some Hefkedik and Metzias, which are very valuable. So she took off from 2 to 3, and she was picking up Metzias. So the Bereis is telling us the Metzias belonged to her father. But there was a Mittel Meloche, that the other, there was no right for her to take off, working time and to pick up Metzias. So, Schar B'Teile, the other gets. But he doesn't get the Metzias. That's the Chiddush. V'el Rab Elo Schar B'Teile, not the Metzias. So, let us go Bahadroge. The Metzias belong to the father. Some of this is the halacha of Metzias. Mishnah in Bab Metzias, Daf Yud Beis. Rashi says there, we learn that from Shvach Neurim. Every Shvach that a Naira gets, that a Tana, or here it's been Melek Tana, it belongs to the father. So either it's Hizeicha Minodido, that means that she's picking it up for herself, and he's oichen it, or it's a takana de rabbonon, shem eva, that metzias mitoi is lovio, belongs to the father. Now Rabbi Chanan asks, now this schar b'teile, Rabbi Chanan understood that she has to pay schar b'teile to the other. So that he has two problems. Problem number one, she's a ktane, so chereshet v'kotn pegiyasan ro. I mean, I didn't work for you properly. I was mevatel melacha, but she's a ktane. And problem number two, this is not called a mazik. This is not called gezel. This is mevatel kisei shel chaveiroi. That means, for example, what will be the din if someone has a store and he makes $1,000 a day in the store, and I go and I put a lock on the store, and no, and the store is not usable. Or I take a behemoth and lock him up, so the behemoth is not usable. I take his evidence and lock him up. So in all these cases, this is not called a mazik. I prevented potential profit that you could have derived, and you didn't derive. So that's called Gromem. Vatel Kisi Shachamayri is Potter. There's a Chiddush HaTorah that Tashlum and Nizokin, you pay Shabbos. That's Tashlum and Shabbos. If it falls into the category of Shabbos, that so there's a Gzeres HaKosim, you pay Shabbos, even though it's also Mittel Malachim. But that's Tashlum and Shabbos. But when we don't fall into the category of Tashlum and Shabbos, so you don't pay for such things. So what's this Schar B'Teila? This is what Abu Chanan asks. So I thought, and then Bachsach Meir, I saw later the Alzid Ve'Rav, I think this is what he means. That the one who pays is not the Ketane, the father pays for it. And Pshat is, the father was Nene, may from the avoida of the Omo of the Odoi, that means Maisi Yoda belongs to the Odoi, and so it's Zenen and Zechosa. That means she's supposed to work for you, so I have a Anno from your Mammon, and you're losing from this, so the Anno was a hours of work. That means that's what I have on law. The Etzim Kinyan is in the Metzia. That's a different. I that belongs to me. Out Metzia's Bita Lavia. But Al Koponim, I have on law from the working that the belongs. Mikadim belongs to you, and I'm deriving benefit from it. So that's the end of his achasa. So you have to pay from the Anno. I'm deriving Anno from the work that she was doing at picking up Metzias. So that's the Schar B'Teila. Upon him, let us get back to the Sugya. Now we have here Astir and two Baraises. One Baraises says Hanoke goes to the Aviyo. The one Baraisa says Hanukkah goes to the Yom Avriya. My love. Oh, the Nafke B'Simonim. The Baraisa that says it goes to Avio, speaking about that she was Yaitzi B'Simonim. She is still Bershus Avio. So if she's still Bershus Avio, so the Hanukkah is a Shvach Nurim that goes to the Father. The Baraisa that says that Hanok is Latzma speaking about a Yitzia that is no father. That's Mises Ha'av. So we have here a Baraisa like Resh Lakish. We had learned yesterday that Resh Lakish says there's a Yitzia of Mises Ha'av. There's a Din Hanok on this Yitzia also. So by this Yitzia, the Hanok goes to the Oma, doesn't go to the, there's no father. So we see a right to Resh Lakish. Tzma says, look, Idi v'idi dinafkelah b'simoni. Both cases, both Baraisas are speaking about the, there's no such Yitzia of Mises Ha'av. It's speaking about the Yitzia was Simoni. V'loikashe. Aye, so why does the first Baraisa say Hanokosa la'atzma or the Isa la'ov or the Lesa la'ov? It's speaking about that the father died. Yeah, it's speaking about that. That's a bissel modner that in the Baraisa should have. I mean, if mitzad the etzim din Hanoke really goes to her, no, the father died, then it goes. The Ike then Hanukkah it goes to the father. Now, if the father died, so then it goes to Hubs. The Baraisa should have been a little bit more explicit. If we're speaking about the different types of Yitzhiyah, so, okay, there's a Yitzhiyah misses off that Hanukkah is law. Well, Kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, And so what is the chiddush of this beraisa that is telling us that Hanukkah belongs to her? So Bishloima Anakamo Ivriya La Atzma Lamutayachim. So it's coming to us a chiddush. That even though Meikar Adin, the Hanukkah goes to the father. And it'd be a swara to say that when the father dies, so he's Moirish Kol Shchusei Bitoi Lebono. So that's what the Baraisa is telling us, that Shchusei Bitoi did not come over by Yerusha. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, when it's Nachaltam Oysom Livnechem Achreichem, so we have a miyot Oysom Livnechem Livnechem Livnechem. And a Nebuchadnezzar goes over by Yerusha, like all other commodities. But the daughter is the schusim that the father has in the bas does not go over by Yerusha. So that's the chiddush of Hanukkah's Omo La'atzmo and not to the brothers. And the chiddush is there's no dina Yerusha on schus bitoy. Elo onek avedivri la'atzmoi, but that what it says in the first paraisa. That the anok of nevedivri goes to himself also. Pshita elo lamad, who should it go to? I mean, there's no other person who should get the hanokah. So what is the paraisa telling us? Omar Rav Yosef, Yud Keres Kochazinoch. Let us see Rashi. Let's see all the Rashis. Ve'en l'rabo b'mitziyosa l'schar b'teilo kamo shebotlo b'melachto k'sheigvato. When she lifted it up, so the time she was b'batlo b'melachto. L'kamei porich onika b'evri la'atzmai p'shita. What is the chiddush over here? So the Gemara said, no, speaking about that the father died, both cases speak about Simonim. And the Chiddush is, La'atma, that in other Meirish, Schus Bitoi, Schus Shezoch Soloi, Teira, Bishvach Bitoi, is not Meirish this to his son. So the Gemara asked, but what is the chiddush that on the kevek ivri la'atzmoi? So Rabbi Yosef said, yud keres. Yud shehik tano. He took a small yud, a soul, ir gdoilo. He made up a big thing out of it. Kloima. Herech mishno sechinam. This arichas is take. There was no need for this arichas. It's not telling us anything. But he made an arichas, he was marich over here. But that's the, really it's not telling us anything. Abaya Oma, Ochi Oma Rav Sheshes, her money to toyu. Abaya said another text, it's telling us a chiddush, it's going according to the Tana to toyu. The Sanya will enter in Abaraisa to toyu Aimel. And it says, by Hanukkah, loy, so we mamayit v'loy lebal choyvoy, that there's no halacha of shibuta d'rav nosen by the choyv of Hanukkah. It's different than all other choyvs. So that's what the Baraisa wants to tell us. Hanukkah's eved ivri la'atzmoy means, don't give it to his bal choyv, even though when you're up to giving the Hanukkah, there is a lot of malvis that are waiting on by the door with mouths and hands outstretched and mouths open, they're waiting for the Hanukkah. He was always telling them, ainly, ainly, and now, so it's telling us, no, the Hanukkah is given to the Eved, not to the Balchayv of the Eved. Let us see Tosfos, Mishnachaltam Oysom Livnechem Achreichem, Mikan She'ein Adam Meirish Schus Bitoi Lebon. Harau Rav Yehudi Mikuvil Hiksha. Rav Yehudi Mikuvil asked, Lama Levis Nachalta? Why do I need this pasuk? Shein Moirish Schus Bitoi Livnai. He says, that means without this Pasuk, I would say that just like everything else that a father possesses goes over be Yerusha Lebonov, so I would think the Schusim he has, Bitoi also goes over be Yerusha Lebonov, so it says, no, me it is, it's the Chalta Moisom, this does not go over by Yerushalayim. I don't need this limit. I can figure it out from someplace else. The mehechi nafkelom. The meiser habaslov. How do we know b'chlal that the meiser yodayim of a daughter belongs to the father? Mila oma. We learn this out from Oma. V'chi yimkar ish es bite lo Oma. Ma Oma maisi yodel le rabo, av bas maisi yodel lo avio. So the whole schus of maisi yodayim that a father has is derived because the Pasuk is telling us that she, legabi her father, is like a Oma legabi another. So he has the schus of an Oma. The father is the schus of an Oma. So now let us figure out the schus of an Odoin to an Oma. Does that go over by Yerusha? It doesn't go over by Yerusha. When an Odoin dies, she goes out free. So Menela, the chain is as strong as the weakest link. If the whole Mekir, that Maise Yodel or Via, is because the Pasuk says that he possesses what an Odoin possesses, Rim Krishis Bitel Oma Ma Oma. So but he can't possess more than an Oma possesses, than an Odoin possesses in an Oma. So Mamela, just like when the Odoin dies, so he's not Moirish the Oma Lebonov, so who Adin? When the father dies, he's not Moirish Chus Maisi Yodeo Lebonov. So I don't need this new drash. That was the kasha from Rabbi Yehuda Mikovil. Va'amar guven yachal ha'irish levnoi kedadayik lekamon dom ein nevedes lo yisaben b'lo yisabas. V'yesh lo'imah, so Taisra says, hani mili g'doyla. That means a naira who a father cannot sell. Afal pikein ma'ise yodeo lo'viyo. We learn not the Rehim Karishas Bite Laoma Maoma Maishiadel La Larabo Abbas Maishiadel. So this Pasik is speaking about a Naira. Avol Ktana Le Navkimilaoma Ela Misvola Da Ashti Zvunimizabin La Maishiadel Mi Boy. The Maishi Yodayim of a Ktana, I don't need this Pasik. I can figure it out if you can sell it for a Naoma. So Vadi Givis, the Maishi Yodayim belongs to him. So the Maise Yodayim of a Ktana belongs to the father on the La'omo. So on the Maise Yodayim of the Ktana, I need a Pasuk. It's not how to Maisim of Nechem Achechem, the Resh is Achuse, Maisim of Nechem, the Leib Benei Sechem of Nechem. It's the Maise Yodayim of a Gdai, like I don't need. Then I can learn out La'omo, can be better than La'omo, but the Maise Yodayim of a Ktana, which I know me smaller, that I need a posit to tell me that he's not Moirish in Labon. Zog to Gemara weiter. Gufe, Eilu Manikim Lohem. In these cases, they get Hanokim. Hayoitzei Bishonim, if they worked 6 years, Ubi Yoivul, or Yoivul came, Ubi Misas Odoin, or if the Odoin died, Va'amo Ivriya Bisimon. So these are the only cases of Hanukkah. Now before we go further, I'd like to again go a little bit off on a tangent. The cases of the of Hanukkah, one of the cases is Mises HaOdoin. The Odoin died. So l'chayre, so who gives the Hanukkah? Some of the Yoshim give the father died. That's the Yitzir. The Yetzia is that the Adayin died, so the Yoshim give the Hanukkah. So the Tzais asks Akasha, the Machloikis of Shibuda Deraisa, of Shibuda Lav Deraisa, the Psravish Mohol Shibuda Lav Deraisa, and the Philo Amil Vaksuva Betoire, Shibuda Lav Deraisa. So if you hold Shibuda Lav Deraisa, Ake de Say Minatoire, the Zachia Vanoke, the Savarais in the Kedin. Zachia Vanoke, Beyoitze, Bemises Haodoy. That's the Tzais's Kash. The Stipler in Kila Shakiv asks, he says, I don't understand why you have this Takasha Kori if Yolchi Buddha love the rice. So, I feel Yolchi Buddha the rice is also Shem. Because he asks the whole Shibud, the Shibud of Anoke is Chal with the Yitzir. The Yitzir is Machaya. That means the sheish ends, that's a machayev to give anoke. Yevil comes, that's a machayev to give anoke. Mises ha'odim, that's a machayev to give anoke. So the whole chiyev comes la'acha mises ha'odim. So there never was a shibud b'chayev. Kozman the odin was alive, there was no shibud to give anoke. There's no yitzir yet. The yitzir is the machayev. So Kozman is alive, there's no Yetzir. So I feel like all Shibuddha that I say is also Shvav. That's the stipulous kash. He doesn't know why the choice is to ask Tavke, all Shibuddha love the Raisa. The choice wants to say on this kash, he's stuck. I mean, it's a good kash. So the choice wants to say, maybe the gather is that the Yoshim HaMachuyiv to give Hanukkah, not Mitzad. The other takas amachuyev shibud alav deraisa, but the yoshim amachuyev to give anoke. Now, why the yoshim amachuyev to give anoke? They never belong to the yoshim, so why the amachuyev to give anoke? So maybe pshat is it's a pshasagit v'yodai. It becomes the yoshim, the evet becomes the yoshim, and then the amachuyev to send away and. Maybe not mistava, he says, but here's a problem. The stipler wants to say a little differently. The stipler says that the Rambam says in the Bingeraya from Psaposik that by the Yitzias of Eved Ivri and Om Ivriya, there's a mitzvah to say Tzei. Minatayre. You have to say Tzei. So he says, what is Pshat in this mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to say Tzei. So Pshat, the mitzvah is as follows. That means, the Torah told us there are Yitzias of Abdes. Lulei Divrei HaTorah, I brought you for an Abed, you're an Abed. An Amadri brought Simon. I brought you Sheish maybe is not a Yitzir, maybe is a Zman. I bought you for 6 years, so fine. A Yovel comes in the middle, I have to send you away. So it's Dine Yitzir that the Torah said that you have to send away. These Dine Yitzirs are the Emerson, Soiso, the Din Kenyan. That means Mitzad, the Etzim Kenyan, the Mamadri should work 6 years. There's a Yitzir of Simonim, a Yitzir of Yovel. These are Yitzirs that are Mavkiya the Kinyan. And the Moitzi has to say, Tzei. I agree with the Torah. I mean, that's the Inyan of Tzei, that even though Mitzad Hilchus Momin, you should still remain my Eved. But the Torah said, it's not like that. I'm about to Dati Ladasa Torah. Tzei. That's what I'm saying. So, the stipler says, so, Mamela, it's Poshit. The Chiyiv is on the Yoshim. Who's gonna say Tzei? Let's forget about the Ktoisa's problem with Shibud, with Hanukkah. But there's a mitzvah to say Tzei. By Mises Ha'odin, who's gonna say Tzei? The Yoshim are going to say Tzei. Forget the Yoshim are saying that even though Meikaraden, we should yada, but my father bought an omevriya, so we should yashin the omevriya. There's a limud, no, she's yaitza, but misses the other. So that's a yitzia of misses the other. Fine. So the yitzia is a hafka from the schus yerusha. So we have to say, say, we're masking to the yitzia of the Torah. So we're taka sending you away. Good, I feel we wouldn't say say it. I mean, it's hafka of the Torah, but our kaponim pshat is, we're saying say, we're sending you away. So fakel, the sender gives hanoke. That's, we'll see later, shaluche me'imo. When you send away an eved, so b'meila, you have to be manik to eved. So b'meila, they're sending away. Taka, she never was their eved. That's for true. Because that's good for the din Torah, that there's a yitzia of Mises Ha'odon, and you have to send away, and the sender gives her not. But in Yesod, he agrees that it's not a shibudik din, it's the yitzia of Anoke is a din that's chal on the yosh. So we have these four yitzias. Aber bei Reach, wie jetzt bei Geräum Kesef, ein Manik im Leim. But if there's, what if he ran away, the Eved, or he's jetzt bei Geräum Kesef, ein Manik im Leim, there is no din Hanoke in this Yitzir of Geräum Kesef. A Meiräum bei Reach, ein Manik im Leim. You're right, bei Reach, there's no din Hanoke. V'yaitze v'geroin kesef manikla. V'yaitze v'geroin kesef is manikla. He gives back, he makes geroin kesef, he gives him back the money, what's left over, and you give him hanoke. Rav Shimon Oimer, abo manikim lahem. Rav Shimon says, abo manikim lahem. There are four that get hanoke. Shloisha be'ish, Vigimu Beisha. There are four cases with this anoke. Shloisha Beish, Vigimu Beisha, and altogether there's four. That means Shloisha Beish, we learned yesterday, there's Shonim, there's Yoivul Koidim Sheish, there's Yoivul Bayanirza, and Bayanisha, there's Shonim, there's Yoivul Koidim Sheish, and there's Simon. Yatu Yochalim Abo Be'echad Mehem Lefi Shein Simonim Be'ish. There's no Yetziya Simonim Bayanish or Yetziya Be'ish, and there's no Yetziva Tziya of Yoivul by Yetziya Bayanish, because there's no Din Yetziya. Minna Hani Mili. So now the Gemara says, how do we know all these dinim when you give Hanoke? The Tana Rabban, we learned in Abaraisa, Yochel lo yehu manikim elo liyotze b'sheish. And then it's in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk speaks about Hanoke, the Pasuk speaks about this case, that he worked 6 years, and he should give Hanoke. Yochel lo yehu manikim elo liyotze b'sheish. Minayim l'rabe sheitzi b'yayvo, v'misis ha'odoyim, v'am ivri b'simonim, tamud leimet v'shalchenu, v'chisi shalchenu. So it's telling us, all shiluchim, what does Rashi say? Eilu manikim lem, so Rashi is lokam yafina kulu l'tamay. Eilu yaitze b'sheish, the hanek b'didekzi, there it says hanoke by yaitze b'sheish. The shalchenu b'chisi shalchenu, t'chai zimni t'shalchenu, u'l'rabbeis, shal shiluchim l'haonek. Other shiluchim also for hanoke. Yochel shani marba b'ireyach v'yoytze b'giroin kesef. So maybe a b'ireyach and yoytze b'giroin kesef also gets hanoke. Talmud loyma b'chisi shalchenu chofshi mi'imoch. Mi sheshiluchai mi'imoch. That means that you're sending it midaitcho. Yotze b'ireyach v'yoytze b'giroin kesef shen shiluchai mi'imoch. What does Rashi say? Shein shiluchei me'imoch midaitcha. It's not on your own accord. Ela me'aleim. I think it's through them. They are creating the yitzir. Sai by boireach and sai by giroin kesef. It's not midaitcha. The others are, that's called, that is called midaitcha. Yeah. That is true. Bereich is not midaitcha. You didn't send them away, he ran away. That's cool. He's giving the money. I'm sending him away. So we have to understand the oimek hamachloek between Rameyer and the Tanakame. About Kapon Mimera Machlekes and Giroin Kesel is called Shiluche Meimach. Frag the Gemoritz the Amore de Kekashe. Boi Reyach Hashlome Boi. Frag the Gemora Kashe that I got news for you. Hashlome Boi La Hashlom Sheish. That means like this. Let's be Megashem Venyin. That a person purchased an Eved Ivri. He ran, we worked him for 4 years. Then he ran away. He ran away for 2 years. Then we found him. We caught him. So we bring him back, and we tell him, Rabbi, we have 2 years yet to finish. He ran away. There's a Kenyan Avdus, you have to work for 6 years. So the din is, so we bring him back, and he works another 2 years. If he works another 2 years, let's see what Rashi says, Shlomi boy, lahashlom sheish. So the Gemara asks Akash, why you tell me Abarech doesn't have anoke? Man, if he could just decide, listen, I decide I'm not working for you anymore, goodbye. So that's good. So you don't give him anoke. He runs away, you don't give him anoke. But there's no such thing. Abarech, we got a hold of him, and he has to work, he has to finish the job. And if he finished the job, he wasn't so consistent. It took 12 years for him to work the 6 years' work of Al Kaponim, but he worked 6 years. You have to give him an okay. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Minay le Bereyach Shechayev Lahashlim, is Mechuyev to be Mashlim the 6 years. Tamil Leima Sheish Shonim Yabo, you have to work 6 years. This is Yochel Afilu Cholo. What if he got sick? He didn't run away. He was there the whole time. He's in bed for 6 years. He got sick. So we learn this two didn't come to bed back later to this the sick leave over here. But al kaponim, this two didn't. Chala, there's the bashviyish yaitse. Don't have to continue working. And by Reyach, there's a din sheish on him yavoy. Omar Rav Sheish, so some amelis, I don't understand, but you tell me, by Reyach, there's no one knock. What do you mean there's no one knock yet? By Reyach isn't an end of the avdus. By Reyach, we get him back, and he finishes working, so why shouldn't he get a knock? Omar Rav Sheish is, Ochib Mayaskinen, Kigoin, Sheporach, Sheborach, he ran away. Upoga boyoyvo. And it became Yoivul. Ma de taimen, hoyel va apik le Yoivul, shiluche me ima kerine bei, vole nikne seve nanik le, kamash mela. So me mele, so lecheire will see, in Tesis Riazokim, so but the pashtis is as follows. Now what happens? He ran away. And now all of a sudden, Yoivul comes. He ran away for a year, and now Yovel comes. Now Yovel, so now he comes back. Now we find him. Till now he was under, he was in hiding. But after Yovel, he comes as he comes back to vinch on the Odin Agut Yovel, says I, and he's back. I'm not working anymore. Yovel, yeah, Yovel. Yovel is the Yitzir. So Memele, so now we see all the other Avodim who leave in Yovel, they get Hanukkah, so he stands in line also. Yovel, now Yovel is the Yitzir, And now he should get Hanukkah. So the tells us, we tell him that Yovel is a Yitziah for those who were working Keseda. They weren't Boichim. So by then they get, it's Yovel's not Yitziah. But the Hanukkah that an Eved gets after Yovel, if he was working till Yovel, then he gets Hanukkah. You ran away. You weren't around. So ain't a Hanami Take. You don't have to be mashlim. That's right. Yovel, you finished. You don't have to be mashlim. But Hanukkah, you don't care. That is the that is pshat. Avoy Reyach doesn't get Hanukkah. That means if Yovel came, that means if there's no Yovel around in sight, so we slap him back and there'll be mashlim, and then he will get Hanukkah. I was speaking about that it was Avoy Reyach, and then Yovel came, so he's taka ois Eved. About Kalponim, he doesn't get Hanukkah. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows: Upoga b'yovel, achrei kain lemochos. Yovel was the next day. What did Rashi? Why does Rashi say Yovel was the next day? Yovel, he ran away, and Yovel was the next year. What is Rashi saying? Yovel was the next day. So I'd like to say over two mahalchim, two different mahalchim to explain Rashi. One mahalach, the Hamakna says as follows. That means Rashi wants to say, let us say that he ran away, he was supposed to work. He worked 4 years. And then it's two more years of work, and he has 2 more years of work, and then he runs away, doesn't work. Now Yovel comes. Now he's coming, Hanukkah, give me Hanukkah. So he said, no, that's Shiluchim Me'ima, the Yovel came when you were a Beireya. No Hanukkah, that's the Gemara's time. So Rashi had a different Kasha. Listen, I have another cheshbon with you. You know, there was 2 years of work. You owe me 2 years of work. $10,000 a year. You owe me $20,000. Fine. Now, Hanukkah, you want Hanukkah? Fine. Hanukkah is how much? 15 sloy. Fine. So, you have the chutzpah to month for me, Hanukkah. You pay up, we'll deduct the 15 sloim, and you pay me up for the work. So, does the halami should give him Hanukkah? Should give him Hanukkah, I mean, he owes you money for the briche. So that's why, that was the kash of Rashi. Hanukkah, Zichah won't give you. You owe me money for the work. That is why Rashi said, no, Yovel is the next day. So the Mela, the next day, so I fully owes you for 1 day's work. But 1 day's work is half a selah and 15 sloim. So he's coming to give me 14 and a half sloim. That's what Hamakna wants to say. So that's what Rashi wants to say. The Rav Mini gets Hanukkah. If you're able, it's the next day. Not in 2 years. But the Hamakna asks a beautiful Ha'ore, and he says, so you say this to Kiteretz. He says, what kind of cheshbon is this? We just learned before that you don't pay Hanukkah to Baal Chayv. We just learned that loyv leila Baal Chayv. That means whenever you come to give Hanukkah to the Eved, so there's all the Baal Chayvs are coming, standing there with outstretched arms, and she moved it to Rav Nosson, give to us, he owes us. We don't pay a Baal Chayv Hanukkah. Hanukkah goes into the hand of the Eved. Frek the Hamaknas, so my whole shtick teure is, what's pshat? You want to take the Hanukkah? He owes you for 2 years, so you're a Baal Chayv of the Eved. So you want to deduct the Hanukkah as a chelak of your Chayv? No, Hanukkah goes to the Eved. It's not used to pay up Chaybis. That's the Hamaknas Kash Yes himself, so he wants to say Moyodik Echidish. At the din, the Hanukkah, you don't pay to a Baal Chayv, but to deduct it, if I'm the Baal Chayv, if Don is the Baal Chayv, and to deduct the Hanukkah, not to give to the Eved, then you do. Azay, that's what Tanakhda wants to say. That's what say Pshat and Rashi. Go to Santa Pshat. Chedushi Rab Shmuel, Shuri Rab Shmuel, he wants to say go and under the Mahalach. There's a Taisus Riyazokin over here that says, Amir de Kizach. The Taisus Riyazokin says that he brings down one Mahalach in Rishayim like this, that let's be Megashim Dinyan. There's a din of Hashlom. We just said, Abayreyach has to be mashlam. That's what the Gemara said. So if Abayreyach has to be mashlam, so let's think of a scenario. So he was supposed to work 2 years. Yovel came after a year. Fine. He's supposed to work 1 year. He ran away. Now Yovel comes. Fine? Yovel comes. I can't mum for you. Now he comes back. The Eved comes back. I can't mum for you to work after Yovel. Yovel's the Yetziv. So that means you were supposed to work for me 6 years. Yovel came after 5 years. I can, for the sixth year, there's nothing more to talk about. He's the Yetziv Yovel. He worked 5 years. But Rabbi, you only worked 4 years. You were a Bereyach. So Memeile. So I'll come, so you're back over here. So now, you owe me a year's work. Yeah, there's a din hashlom. So now, you have to work a year. Fine. That's true. He has to work a year. Now, if he has to work a year, so now he's finished. It's after the year, he comes and says, no, I worked my 5 years, now give me Hanukkah. Just like Rashi said before, Rashi said that if I ran away after 4 years, and I was away for 2 years, I come back and work the next 2 years, you give me Hanukkah, Rashi says. That means, that was Pshat Gemara's kasha. Boy, Reyach HaShlomo, boy, stop. He ran away, we fixed this up, he has to pay up. So Mamela, so Rashi had a Moirudike kasha. Rashi had a kasha, what is the teretz? He was a boireyach upoga boyoyvo. So it's poga boyoyvo. So it doesn't have to work 6 years, it works 5 years. But whatever he ran away, he has to be mashlam. So he'll be mashlam this after yoyvo, and after zashlam, kumta manoke. So what's your teretz? This kasha about Rashi. So, before we come to Rashi's teretz, let me just tell you what the Taisli Yazokin wants to say. The Taisli Yazokin says like this. The din ashlome after Yovel is that's not, there's a chiyav ashlome. But it's not, the minute that Yovel came, you're oisevet. You're oisevet. And others want to say that's Nazar Dvarav wants to say, according to Tesli Yazokin, he wants to say that you have to work for me another year, could be, but you're not with the shifter. There's a chiyav ashlome. There's a chiyav yavoid. But you're ois eved already. The yayu made you ois eved. You have to work a year. But so, therefore, after this year, don't ask me for hanukkah. And shuldig. The chiyav hanukkah was chal when Yovel came. And when Yovel came, you were a bereyach. So there's no din of shiluchem imach. When Yovel came, you weren't sent away. You were away. Fine. You owe me ashlome. Fine, you owe me ashlome. But you won't get hanukkah for this ashlome. That's what the Taisli Yazokin says. So Shmuel wants to say, Rashi didn't hold like that. Rashi held, listen, I'm mashlem. So, there's Yovel, I don't work 6 years, 5 years, I was mashlam the year later, give me Hanukkah. So Rashi had a problem. Rashi didn't understand the Gemara. So Rashi doesn't know what it's speaking about, oh, Yovel mi mochos. That means this man of the briche to Yovel was not worthwhile to be mashlam. So there's no mashlam attack, and Adam doesn't want mashlam, it's lainsam nisht mashlam. So there's no, it's only a small period of time. So, and that is no din, so the adin doesn't want tashlomi. It's loinsach not to want tashlomi either, because obviously you have to give anokim. So that's what Rashi says. That's how Rav Shmuel says pshat in Rashi. Rav Shmuel says pshat in Rashi that it's speaking about how yoyvul mimochos. So he doesn't want hashlome. So a guten tog, don't ask me for hanoke. The chi of hanoke was chal. When yoyvul came, and when yoyvul came, you were not by me, you were a bayreach. So shluchei mimoch, a guten tog. I don't need your hashlome because it's only a small period of time. So finish. But Luyitzui, the Yovel would be later, as Rav Shmuel says. Then Rashi holds, so then after the Hashlomim, he'd be able to further Hanokim.